the December 6, 2016 meeting of the Dairy Township Board of Supervisors. If everyone please stand for Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Joe, may I please have a roll call?
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Member Susan Court.
Here.
Member John Foley.
Here.
Chairman Mark Moyer.
Here. I'd like to remind everyone that all those posted within the meeting room, those persons attending this meeting, that it is and has been the policy of the township to take record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. The Board of Supervisors met in executive session to discuss land and legal issues. The next item on our agenda is the meeting minutes from. But first, we're going to have public comment.
Mr. Consistent.
This is why I'm here. There's no other place.
I'd like to invite those in attendance who wish to address the Board of Supervisors to approach the podium and identify themselves by name and their place of residence. And please limit the comments to 3 minutes or less. Yeah, that would be greatly appreciated. Anyone wish to avail themselves of that opportunity? None? We'll then proceed to the approval of the minutes for the budget hearing November 15, 2016. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Weir, seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Hearing none, the November 15, 2016 budget hearing minutes are approved. Next item is the Board of Supervisors meeting minutes of November 22, 2016. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley, seconded by myself. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. And hearing none, those supervisor meeting minutes are approved unanimously. Our new order of business is A1 through 5, approval of resolution number 1492 to adopt the township's 2017 budget. Mr. Negley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The township budget has been on public display since November 11, 2016. The board held a budget hearing on November 15, 2016. Total revenues equal $25,502,780. Total expenditures equal $23,508,501. The 2017 budget proposes a tax increase of 0.4515 mills for the capital projects fund based on the recommendation of public finance management. 2017 general fund budget only increases 0.92%, proposes no tax increase.
Do I have a motion for approval of resolution 1492 to adopt the 2017 budget?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Engel. Is there any discussion on this issue? I'm very concerned about this tax increase that would necessarily follow from this budget, and I'm struggling with whether or not we've done everything possible to reduce the expenditures so as to avoid this budget and the resulting tax increase. It's not a decision that this board obviously is going to take lightly by any stretch of the imagination.
I would add that, you know, obviously all of us as residents, none of us wants to see our taxes increase, but it seems like really the only answer and the prudent and responsible thing to do as stewards of our community. And without Jim's guidance and the guidance of our financial advisors, I don't know that we would have the information that we have right now. I feel like despite the fact no one wants the increase, it's putting us in a better position to be even stronger as a community. And it's just a necessary part of protecting and preserving the future of Dairy Township.
Anyone else?
I just think it's good to put it in perspective. While no one wants to see tax increases, the millage and/or the percentage may feel difficult, but I think it equated to $81 for a $150,000 home.
That's correct.
So when you look at over the length of time that there has not been a tax increase, this is modest. I don't think it's realistic for any household to expect their expenditures to remain the same year after year after year. They all go up, regardless of what we do and the efforts we make.
Jim, not to put you on the spot, but do you remember how many years it's been since we flipped the increase?
I do. It was 1996, the last time we raised this particular tax on the budget debt service.
Yeah.
So it's not long. In fact, in 2002, we actually reduced it based on a countywide reassessment, and we stayed revenue neutral at that particular time. So it's been over 20 years since this tax has been adjusted. And believe me, this is 20 years I've been doing budgets. I've never proposed to budget other than a tropical storm relief with a tax increase. I take no fire. I don't feel good about this, but this is the right thing for the township to do under these particular circumstances. If we want to stay solvent, if we want to stay viable, we need this tax increase.
It should be noted that we go to great lengths to ensure our financial stability. And Jim, you know, I tip my hat to you and the consultants that we've retained and the financial guidance that we've received. We also, we are one of, I think, six municipalities in the Commonwealth that have the credit rating that we do. And that's because of the fiscal stewardship of this board and the management of the township administration. So thank you to the department heads and to the township manager for their efforts.
And I was a little surprised too, I mean, I think a lot of people assume that Gary Township's taxes are so high and that they're higher than everybody else's, but to my surprise, that was not the case. And when you look at the amenities that we get for living in this township, I think that's
services.
Really...
Services.
Sorry, the services we get, the quality of living that we have being residents in Gary Township, I was surprised to see that, and that's really, again, I think, to your credit, Jim, and your managers for...
This total goes to 1.99 mills. And we're well below a lot of our neighboring townships that provide lesser services, or perhaps sometimes equal services. The township could allow by law to have a tax up to 14 mills, and we're 1 to 2 mills. And I think, you know, again, nobody wants a tax increase, nobody enjoys a tax increase, but this keeps us viable and keeps our government solvent.
And you said that this is a tax increase that could go down if we don't do more borrowing as we pay off our debts also.
Yes, it could. It would be a board's decision how they want to do this, but yes.
Jim, again, putting you on the spot, can you explain just sort of executive summary, the rationale for the increase in terms of capital versus the operational budget? I think that's just
certainly. There's two budgets. The township deals with this. A number of budgets, more than two budgets. One's a capital. One's the general fund budget. The capital fund goes to pay debt service. Our current debt service is $1.9 million a year. The existing tax that we have right now generates $900,000 a year. So right out of the bat, we're $1 million short. Where we've been doing in the past is been supplementing that by transferring money out of our operating budget make a shortfall. This is unsustainable. Our township goal is to keep a $4 million reserve in the general fund. At the pace we're going right now, we'll be nowhere near that. Our general fund reserve continues, with our best efforts, continues to move down. Healthcare goes up, pension costs go up, wages go up, everything goes up. And we're just not able to maintain the transfer from the general to the capital. This tax increase rights the ship. This makes the $1.45 million increase will generate $1.9 million, enough to cover the entire debt service the township currently holds. And we will not have to rely on the transfer and gives us an opportunity perhaps to build our reserve in the general fund to our goal of $4 million.
So is it safe to say that over the years, the township has taken on capital projects, including this building, and other large projects, and that's caused the debt service to grow? And to fund that debt service, we've gone to each of these departments and asked them to trim over the years, because basically we're pulling away from the operating fund to fund them. So it's basically decisions that have been made for many, many years in Darien Township to do capital projects that really haven't been adequately funded.
Yes, that's correct. And also to add to that, we've done everything to reduce the amount of general fund expenses, shopper, healthcare. In the last 10 years, the township has grown, our responsibilities have grown, our duties have grown, and we've added 3 full-time people in 10 years. And when you look at it, that's kind of remarkable based on the growth of the township. We've been able to do this because of the staff. They work hard, they're diligent, and I meet with the staff every year at budget time, and these are some dedicated people. I mean, to have an increase of 0.92% of general fund is remarkable for this year, because they came to the table, they made the cuts that was necessary. We told them there's going to be a tax increase proposed very early on. We asked them for the cooperation, we asked them to join in and pitch in, and every one of these members here did that. They deserve the credit, and I really appreciate it. And believe me, we do not want to raise his taxes, but this rights the ship.
And sets us up for future success.
Yes.
And this multi-year budgeting process that we started in January, which this board started, and frankly, I'm proud to serve on this board, who implemented this for the first time in Darien Township's history. That's something that will continue. That engagement with BFM will continue.
Yes, Cheryl and Terry are in the audience today, and they've been trained by PFM on this the model.
Excellent.
So, in other words,
bringing that forward, Justin, because that enables us to make smart decisions moving forward, and without that financial holistic view of where we are and where we can go, we can't make intelligent decisions for the future of this township.
Let me just add, yes, you're correct. Well, let me just add one key point. That we looked at our health care, we're self-insured. And Cheryl went out, we reshopped the healthcare this year to see if we could find a better deal, and we can't. We're paying the lowest possible amount that we can. What was the quote?
It was about $315,000 more.
So we are looking at everything that we can possibly do to reduce the cost, but we cannot do anything about the debt service, and that's what this tax addresses, the debt service.
So in terms of moving forward with a financial forecast, if you will, the consultant whom we've retained to provide us with that, I think I have the report present with me here tonight, but has equipped our staff, our administrative staff, to monitor and
to build on
and apprise the supervisors of what needs to be done moving forward, because I would like to make sure that we do have a vision of the future, into the future, of what we can expect and what we can expect to implement in the future as well.
Both Cheryl and Terry received training from PFM. Their download of the whole thing is downloaded on your computers?
Correct. It's a incredible Excel spreadsheet. It will allow us to take a scenario and plug in the different numbers as to, okay, if we do this, do we need to raise taxes? If we do, how much would we need to raise taxes? It just, it gives you the ability to apply whatever scenario you want, and then it'll show you the projected outcome. It forecasts the revenues, the expenditures, and as far out as you'd like them to go. So it will be able to keep us, that we can say, okay, this is what we want to do, and this is what we need to do to achieve it. So whether it's a tax increase, whether it's waiting a year or two until something else, one of the debt service payments is reduced, it will give us the guidance we need to stay on track and hopefully avoid, you know, a situation where we have to increase the tax.
And circling back to my initial concerns, is there any stone that we have not left unturned in terms of being able to fund the capital fund by saving from general fund expenditures that would prevent us from having to increase these taxes? And
we have looked at it, and I think we were validated by PFM. I mean, they're the professionals. They came in, they looked at the numbers we provided them, and they concur, and they're the ones that actually suggested this amount of tax increase to satisfy our debt service. So I think, I don't know what else we could do. Like I said, the department heads looked at each individual line item. We spend months, Cheryl, more than I do, going over this budget and putting it together. Every day Cheryl and I met almost every day to adjust different line items to make sure that we are doing the very best that we can possibly do for everybody in Erie Township.
Any other thoughts or comments from anyone?
So going forward, we'll be proactive. I really thought we were reactive with this tax increase, but with our long-term plan, you know, we're going to be moving into an era proactively.
Yes.
And much more articulately said than what I just said, Matt. Yes, and that was my concern. So, all right. Well,
and a little unconventional. While we're talking about the budget, if you don't mind, I'll give a quick update on the ICDA, because it affects our balance sheet by the end of the year. So at the last ICDA meeting, we did vote to approve this most recent refinancing. The Hershey Entertainment Board will be hopefully approving that this week. And so by year end, we will effectively have an $8.5 million of less debt.
That we've guaranteed.
Less guarantee on our books, which really is a safer debt on our balance sheet. So that will be, by year end, we'll have $7.5 million less guarantee on our books.
So that's substantial. That's substantial. That's a direct impact on our property rate.
More than 20% over debt.
For people taking notes in the audience, explain why, what where that debt is held.
We're in 2000 and between 2004 and 2006, the township guaranteed debt on the intermodal facility, the parking garage, and we're refinancing that. And Hershey Entertainment Resorts is taking on that guarantee, so that guarantee will no longer be in the township funds.
All right, I think we already have a motion and we already have a second. All those in favor of approving resolution 1492 to adopt township's 2017 budget, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. That resolution passes unanimously. Resolution 1493 is approval of real estate taxes for 2017. Mr. Hengley, is there anything that needs to be?
We just discussed this.
Exactly.
The tax rate now in Erie Township will be 1.9881 mils, up to 1.4 mils.
Okay, thank you.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley, seconded by Mr. Ware. Any additional thoughts or comments that need to be made by Board of Supervisors? Hearing none. All those in favor of passing or approving resolution 1493, say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say nay. And resolution number 1493 passes unanimously. At this time, I'd like to turn to the correspondence turn to Ms. Corp. Anything that needs to be
said? Just two quick thank yous to the community. One, for supporting Chief Warner and I as we participated in the MDA lockup several weeks ago. We were thrown in jail, not really, but we were we were thrown together to raise money for MDA, and the community was very supportive, so we wanted to share our thanks for that, and also to all the volunteers and the sponsors, as well as all the people who participated in the annual tree lighting on Friday. It was cold, the MC was very stuffed up, kind of like Rudolph-like, but it was a wonderful event, and we had such great support from Lauren and from Matt and his department, and really something that we should all be very proud of. So I just wanted to share my thanks to both of you and everybody who participated.
Matt?
Yes, on Thursday, December 15th at 6 o'clock at Hershey Public Eye Library, we will be having another public stormwater meeting about the Stormwater Authority. So I'd like to get the word out that everyone could attend that if possible.
John? Justin?
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
And at this time, Chief, any boarding committee information you'd like to impart?
Just a couple quick items. Received a correspondence from Public Safety Director Robert Martin that our Detective Sergeant Gregory Day was promoted to the position of Assistant Commander for the Dauphin County Crisis Response Team. So he received that promotion from the CRT team. And the FBI had reached out to our department. We're in the process of having Detective Matt Dotz appointed as a task force officer to the FBI Regional Criminal Cyber Task Force. So he'll be working with the FBI on certain cases. It'll also enable him and our department to access some of the FBI resources to investigate cyber crime that may occur at the township also. So.
Thank you. Any questions for Chief? Tom?
Leaf collection officially came to an end last Friday. However, we're keeping two or three trucks out, moving through the township to pick up what's still out on the street. As since we got through today without any snow, we'll be doing that until the end of the week. And I took notice here as part of the Park Boulevard project, we asked PP&L to repair the street light at the underpass at Ridge Road. They repaired the street light and also have gotten the two lights under the underpass working as well. So that area is all lit up now for pedestrians. That's all I have.
Thank you, Tom. Any thoughts or comments for Tom? Barbara? Excellent. Terry?
Nothing this evening.
Thank you, Matt.
Nothing
there. Matt Bonanno.
No report.
Matt, could I ask a question, Matt? Could you just give a quick update on the crossing between Oakmont and the path we had talked about, where the progress of that was, and you shared that with me. I just want to make sure the public and the board knew.
Sure. We had reached back out to Ken Gall, and he was checking on that. He did email Matt and I this week, said that unfortunately it was on their agenda for the December meeting to evaluate. They're going to push that to the January meeting because they're not going to meet in December. But his preliminary evaluation was that there's no issues with the crossing.
So that would be a springtime start then?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Does it make sense to, so we've got the Middletown Road easement that we continue to work on. John's been working on that, and then the Waltonville or the Wood Road crossing. Does it make sense to have Matt give us an update? I mean, can you put it on, maybe have him at our meeting that it's just a set that he's going to give an update every time so that we sort of
know that that process is happening? That would be something that we know about it, and sure. Maybe we can help get it unstuck. So.
We have to. Yeah, right. I mean, right now both projects are on hold until those easements are secured.
Right.
Yeah.
And Matt, sort of as a standing request, that if there's ever direction that you're operating under and you're running into difficulty for whatever reason, please alert somebody on the board or Mr. Negley of that difficulty, and maybe we can intercede and get things back on track if need be.
Yeah, and even if there's not an update, it's just another way of sort of keeping it top of mind so that we can keep things moving.
Sure.
Thank you, Matt. Charles?
Nothing this evening.
Lauren?
That's our Christmas gift.
Yes.
Nothing on the agenda.
Thank you, Jack.
I'll make up for it. Just a couple of things for you. The Downtown Hershey Association Board will be meeting next Monday at 5:30 in the lower level of the Hershey Story. Those meetings are always open to the public. We encourage people to attend and come see what's happening downtown. The second item is the Commonwealth Financing Authority Board met this afternoon, and we learned that we did not receive the grant funding for the streetscape project. If you remember, we have our backup plan in place, which is an application in through the county's infrastructure bank program. So that continues to move along, and we'll continue to check in on that. So it looks like we'll be pursuing that path going forward for the streetscape project. The CFA program is extremely competitive, so it's unfortunate but not entirely surprising that we weren't selected.
Well, did they ever provide any narrative to explain the why, so when you reapply, you know, or is it just kind
of... Anytime a project isn't funded, I follow up with the agency and talk through, you know, how competitive the application was, how competitive the project was, if there were other things that we could have done. You know, if there are other areas where additional points could be scored, the likelihood of coming in the next funding round, you know, if it makes sense from a timing perspective. So I'll certainly be following up and having those conversations.
Laura, and I will say that, I mean, it's obviously very disappointing that we haven't been able to secure that grant. It's even more disconcerting that that is being informed, we're being informed of that on the heels of a budget and a tax increase. Especially for capital improvements and things like that. I, for one, you know, I mean, we're going to have to really, and I know we've embarked on many roads in terms of capital improvements, but we're going to have to, I'm not sure if the term austerity program is warranted or not, but I think we, as board supervisors, are going to have to make some very, very hard choices given our current, now that we have actual quantitative numbers moving forward, and what that failure to get a grant is actually going to translate into in terms of obligations, if any, that we as a board will be voting on whether to undertake or not.
I can tell you that in planning for how this project was going to get completed within the time frame we were hoping for, and in coordination with the PennDOT paving, you know, we were planning for the DCIB, so there are 6 months worth of debt service payments accounted for in this budget that would fund not only the streetscape, but also the US 322 short-term improvements and the Stouffer structure culvert replacement, which has to happen next year as well.
And we have no option on that, on those projects?
Well, we haven't closed on the loan yet. I mean, this Stouffer's Church Road culvert replacement, I mean, Paul and Matt can speak to that and its condition better than I can from an engineering perspective, but it's in pretty rough shape. And the 322 improvements, I think, have been in the works in terms of the planning for those for quite some time, and our transportation liaisons.
Stouffer's Church Road has been on our map for 5-6 years, easy. It's over.
And Governor Road was the popularly voted the number one traffic problem in Derry Township in 2011. So when we did the survey in 2011, if you recall, one of the, I think it was the number one concern of our residents was traffic, and the number one intersection as the biggest concern was Cherry Drive at Governor. And so shortly, within a year, Once we started that process, I mean, this is just a continuation of trying to fix what our residents have said is one of the biggest problems for traffic in the township. So I think we're responding to their desires.
Okay. Jill?
I have one more thing. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Laura.
That's
Thank
okay.
You.
And I can understand your concerns. Can you pull this up? I wanted to both of them, if you could open the JPEG first, actually. That's okay. Wanted to give you a brief update on some of the work that the Downtown Hershey Association, through their design committee, has been working on. We have quite a group of folks assembled on that committee that focuses on physical improvements downtown and also a clean, safe, and green component. So they look at improvements to properties in the downtown in addition to stormwater infrastructure improvements, greening, landscaping improvements. So one of the projects that group has sort of been seeing through to this point has really been a collaborative effort to take a look at further developing the concept for Chocolatown Square East. So this is the portion of the park that's adjacent to the 14 East property owned by the Hershey Company. So what you see here is the first round of conceptual sketches that were prepared coming out of the master plan. And can you see the point right here? Yeah. So just to point out a couple things that are different since the master plan. When we initially did the downtown master plan, you know, we looked at this area kind of bumping out. Our consultants have said, let's kind of bump that back. What this does is helps to make the intersection feel a little bit safer. It provides people crossing there with the landing area somewhere to get to. We're also looking at the original master plan had shown this balustrade extending around the entire perimeter of the park. We're now looking at including highlights of that in key areas versus doing the entire park. And then, of course, incorporating some cafe tables and seating in different areas. I'm going to switch to this one now. So this was the first round of concepts that were prepared. Since then, since then those have been refined a little bit. This is the corner down by the theater. We're continuing to look at this area, and if there's a any kind of a feature or a highlight that we want to try to incorporate to draw attention to the theater more. So that's one area that's being looked at. This is just a view from Chocolate Avenue, again showing that we're proposing, currently there's some steps in this area here next to the 14 East property, proposing some regrading in that area to enable an accurate connection to make this an accessible connection for folks. And then this again just helps to give you a little bit of perspective in terms of creating that landing area for people that are crossing there to try to make it more friendly. We're also talking about what other elements we can incorporate into that space right there. If it's a statue or some other iconic feature that really helps to celebrate the community's heritage. So as work for this project continues, you know, we are very conceptual at this point. It's very high level, but it's helping us to move beyond kind of the quick sketches that were prepared for the master plan and ultimately get to a point where we can start thinking about some preliminary design work, associated cost opinions, and taking it to the next step to see this project move forward. Since the DHA has sort of been leading this effort in terms of the folks that are getting together and actively talking about this, we wanted to make sure that we were, it is a township park, providing an update in this forum and also providing plenty of opportunity for public comment. So we'd like to make this entire process transparent. I mean, like I said, this is really in the initial stages of being developed into, you know, what we're comfortable with as a concept. So we'll be sharing this at the DHA board meeting on Monday. We'll be providing folks an opportunity for comment there. We're also going to be providing continuous updates on our website and through other communications channels on our Facebook page and the wrapper and whatnot. So really looking forward to continuing to work through this process and just wanted to kind of bring everyone up to speed here.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Thank you.
Okay. And I apologize for that. Jill?
I have nothing. Thank you.
Jim?
No. This time I'd seek a motion for approval of accounts payable in the amount of $872,933.99 and payroll in the amount of $329,145. So moved by Mr. Foley.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Quirtle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. And those approvals are unanimous. I'd like to invite
anyone in the audience for the second session of visitor public comments. Anybody interested in addressing the board, please come to the podium and state your name. And if you could limit your remarks to 3 minutes or less, it'd be greatly appreciated. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley, second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor? Aye. Those opposed? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.